AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Despite a deadline, Ukrainian government troops and Russia-backed rebels have failed to start pulling back heavy weaponry from the front line in eastern Ukraine. Under a ceasefire agreement negotiated by Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France last week, the warring sides were to begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the front line by now. More from AP correspondent Natalia Vasilyeva in Moscow.
Both the government forces and the pro-Russian separatists traded accusations of escalating violence. Associated Press reporters on the ground heard sustained shelling, and it was clear that the shelling was coming from both sides.
And both sides are indicating they'll begin their pullout only after the other party does so. West Coast seaports that were all but shut over the holiday weekend because of a contract dispute are reopening, as the nation's top labor official begins his efforts to resolve a stalemate between dock workers and their employers. The dispute has disrupted billions of dollars in U.S. international trade. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez is in San Francisco, planning to meet today with negotiators for both the Dock Workers Union and the Maritime Association. The president's executive action on immigration has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas.
The judge's decision gives a coalition of 26 states time to pursue a lawsuit that aims to permanently stop the orders that were issued to spare as many as 5 million people from deportation. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen wrote in a memorandum accompanying his order that the lawsuit should go forward and that without a preliminary injunction, the states will suffer irreparable harm in this case. The federal government is expected to appeal the ruling to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. I'm Martin DeCaro.
This is the sound of a roaring fireball taken by bystanders at the scene of a train derailment in West Virginia, the train carrying more than 100 tankers of crude oil. A couple hundred families have been evacuated from the area. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors in Texas have shown a videotaped confession by the former Marine accused in the shootings of American Sniper author Chris Kyle and his friend. The Dallas Morning News reports Eddie Ray Routh, in an interview with a Texas Ranger, said at the time, "I'm just sorry for what I've done." Competition's underway at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
To the owners of the more than 2,700 pooches set to take part in the Westminster Dog Show, it's like the Super Bowl, World Series, and Daytona 500 of dogdom. One giant bark in the park. Brian Still is the handler for Ryder, a Pomeranian competing.
A lot of dogs retire at this show, and they, from the very beginning, it was their aim to make this the best show that they had and the day that they can retire on top.
The winner, or best in show, as they say at Westminster, will be crowned Tuesday night, Julie Walker, New York.
A dog co-owned by Patty Hearst has won in its group of top toy dog. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.